Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the AA meeting.
AA 46.
Okay. If you need a translator for that, that was AA 46.
Yeah, what I meant.
Yeah, so number 46. Uh-huh. We're ready to rock and roll and kiss.
And kiss, yes. We have our blazers on for Gladie right now.
Yeah, blazers for Gladie. So you all probably know what's been happening in the past couple of days. Mm-hmm. So we're just in like the morning stages.
Mm-hmm. If you don't know, if you're like from overseas or whatever, we'll get into it in a bit. But
we're paying our respects.
We are.
For the fallen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we owe everything to her and we're just very grateful for the woman that she was.
Shout out Gladie if you're listening.
Yeah. Love and you, so blazers on for Gladie, represent. Paying our respects.
Yeah. Put your blazers out for Gladie.
Yeah, blazers out for Gladie. If you don't know what that is, chuck your blazer on your mailbox in memorial.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Shall we get into the episode?
I think we shall.
Alrighty, let's roll
the intro.
Welcome to my up home. I'm Lil Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go.
Okay, so the blazers are off, but we
paid our respect.
We did.
We had our minute of silence.
We did, while you were watching us dance, we were having our minute of silence.
Yeah.
If you don't know what the heck we're talking about, Gladys Berejiklian, our premier here in New South Wales, Gladdy Daddy, we talk about her a lot.
Yeah.
She left us this week. She didn't die. That sounds really like she died.
Yeah.
She resigned this week.
Right.
Because there's some stuff happening that we won't comment on because we aren't really educated enough.
Yeah.
But she's gone.
She is.
And there's someone else in her spot now.
And it's quite sad.
It is quite sad. So people have been like putting blazers out for Gladys.
Yeah. It's just one big meme, really.
It is.
But like she is a meme.
She is. She really is.
Yeah. She kind of like brought it on herself. So.
Bless her. Bless
you know,
her.
Pay your respects and hopefully the next. Well, they've got some big shoes to fill. The next premier.
Yeah. His name's Dominic.
Right. See, that's still not good.
No.
Who has a name like Gladys?
What fun name, like nickname, can you make out of Dominic?
Yeah. Dom.
I can maybe think of something actually now that I'm sitting here. But
like what?
Isn't Dommy a word for condom?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, anyway.
Big week this week.
Big week this week.
Yeah. So Gladys out.
Gladys gone.
What's happening with Amy?
I got fully vaxxed this morning.
Go, Amy.
I still have my little Band-Aid on so everyone knows that I was really tough.
She's got a battle wounds.
I literally got it done maybe like an hour ago.
Yeah.
So if I pass out halfway through recording, you know why. But anyway, I'm just happy to be here. Now I can go on picnics, except none of my friends are fully vaxxed yet. Soon, but they aren't
yet. You can go on a solo picnic. Well, it's kind of cute.
That's no fun. I might as well do it here with you guys.
That's true.
Anyway, but soon we can go on COVID-safe picnics. And
well, soon we can go to the bar.
Yes, this Monday.
Monday the 11th, everything's opening up.
Yeah. Well, not everything, but most things to a degree.
Yeah.
I wonder if we'll see Gladie out on the town now that she's got no
responsibilities. I just want to have a shot with her. Oh, I feel like she's a baddie, first of all. Gladie's a baddie.
Absolutely.
And I feel like she wouldn't even make a face after she had a shot.
No.
I feel like she'd just chug him down.
Yeah, I agree. You can't tell me. She's had a pretty rough year with everything that's going on. You can't tell me she wasn't going home and having a cheeky shot every now and then.
Yeah, I think that she's just a party girl.
I think so too.
She's ready to let loose
when
the clubs open. Like, we'll see her at Sloppo on the 1st.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too.
We've made plans for next week. We're going to be out a lot.
We'll have some stories for sure for you guys.
Very exciting. Anything else from this week, Abby?
Nah.
Okay. Yeah, so we're back in the bars as of next week.
Mm-hmm.
Back socializing. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous.
So am I. The only people, like, I could probably name about five people that I've had constant contact with. And one of them
true,
is like,
because you're not like normal. Working.
Yeah.
See, because I'm working, I'm still socializing with like customers and other employees, but it's still weird. Like, customers will say something to me and I'll be like, you too. And they'll be like, what? You know, so I still feel really awkward socializing.
Yeah. Very exciting though.
So how to know a girl is shooting her shot.
Important information considering what's about to happen.
So what's shooting your shot, Amy?
That's when, bloody hell, I literally say this all the time. I'm like an 80-year-old in a 21-year-old body. But anyway. Pretty sure it's when you just go for it, you like take the plunge and you like talk to someone you're interested in, or like, you know, like you go for it and you just like, you make it obvious that you're there for not friendship. Is that right?
I think that's correct.
Okay.
For a boy shooting their shot.
What? Have I been doing it wrong? I don't do it at all. To be honest. Okay, well then, can you explain how you...
Oh, sorry.
Can you explain how you would shoot your shot?
Me personally?
Yes.
Posting on my Instagram story.
Anything in particular?
Just anything.
Just like,
and then like
a picture of the beach.
Yeah, if they view it, then like I've shooted my shot.
Yeah.
Or even just like viewing someone's Instagram story.
Yeah.
That's me like shooting my shot.
No, I do understand that actually.
Sorry, my phone's going off. You know, like that's how girls shoot their shot.
Yeah.
So you need to be, boys need to be strategic in how they figure out if a girl's shooting their shot.
Yeah.
You know?
She's posted an Instagram story. She has 500 followers, but that's got to be for me.
That's for you. That's for you to swipe up.
Yeah.
Right? Because I shot my shot.
Yeah.
Posting it. So you got to swipe up.
Yeah. Okay.
Another one similar with that Instagram story is like posting a song.
Uh-huh.
I don't actually like that song. I know you like that song. So that's me shooting my shot, is posting that song so that you will swipe up and talk to me.
That's clever.
And like we're flirting if that's happening. You know what I mean?
That's clever. Are there any other ones? I'm learning lots.
How else do I shoot my shot? Viewing people's stories.
Yeah. Your name pops up. Yeah. But well, you touched on it.
Yeah. Liking someone's Instagram post. That's me shooting my shot.
Big shot shoot.
Yeah. That's a big shit.
That's a big shit.
What else is there? How do I shoot my shot? In real life?
Yeah.
Looking at you?
Yeah, making eye contact.
Yeah.
I just made eye contact when I said that and I got really uncomfortable.
But then also like not looking at you
uh-huh.
is me also shooting my shot.
Yeah. True. Fair. So how does someone know then if you've shot your shot or if... you just haven't noticed that they're there.
So,
or if you just happen.
So the thing is, you got to meet me halfway.
Mm-hmm.
I've come so far shooting my shot. Now you have to shoot your shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's up to you whether you face rejection or not. You
know? Right. Okay. So really just your heart's got to be on the line. You just got to risk it for the biscuit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you agree?
I'd agree. All of those make sense to me. I can't say I've ever done like the song one, but I've like posted stories being like,
they need to watch this.
Yeah. What other ones are there? What about when we've talked about the shovel before? Maybe not the shovel, because that's pretty bold. Is it like that's not shooting your shot? That's like
More like a fight. You're like about to like, you know.
Yeah, you haven't shot
glove
a shot.
Up, you're ready to punch on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shot something much bigger.
Yeah,
so maybe not the shovel because that's like pretty intense, but you could just like lightly bump into someone, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But then not make eye contact.
Yeah, just keep going. And that was you being like,
that's, hey. That's hardcore flirting.
Yeah.
That's pretty intense.
That's we're flirting.
Yeah.
We've got banter.
We've got banter.
We've got shoulder banter. You know?
We touch shoulders.
One tap means hey, two taps means you up.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Or just like kind of going on with the social media ones you're talking about, just being active on social media. You know how it comes up with a little green circle if you're active? I've shot my shot.
I'm active. I'm on my phone. I'm shooting my shot.
That means I'm open to any messages you want to send me.
Also, sometimes I'm not on my phone. I'm shooting my shot.
Yeah.
Because I'm... I hope everyone knows that we're goddamn joking.
No, we can't make a TikTok out of this, so we'll get roasted by the...
No, some of those things voices. I said were serious, though.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree.
You know what I mean?
But
like, the rest of it is ridiculous, okay? But, like, girls do it. Like, we're not just pulling this out of our ass. Like, this has happened either to us or, like, people we know have done this or, like, you know, we've seen it. So, basically, if a girl is breathing... She's potentially shooting her shot. Okay. And then that's a signal to you to then pull yourself up by bootstraps and shoot your own shot to meet her halfway.
Slightly bigger shot. Okay. He needs to shoot a bigger shot.
Okay.
If I'm just breathing and that's me shooting my shot, I hope he doesn't just breathe back. So then we're not going to get anywhere. You know what I mean?
He's like, wow, we're breathing the same air. Okay. No, he needs to... Maybe like exhale a bit more.
Yeah.
A sigh.
Yeah. A slightly bigger breath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, he's into me. He wants some of this.
This is so ridiculous. Any other ones before we move right along?
No, let's move
on. I think we really have been quite educational, so.
I agree. I love that segment. Let us know if you want more about how we shoot our shot.
Speaking of things that are a bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
I was thinking this week about an issue I have that is like my ultimate first world problem. And I know that it's ridiculous. You know what I mean? You know, when you're driving in the rain and, your windshield wipers are on and either one setting is too slow and the rain's coming too heavy, or if you kick it up one, then they're too intense and you feel like showing off.
Oh yeah. You feel like dramatic.
Yeah. There's no, like the windshield wiper speed is never... Right. And that's a big first world problem.
That is.
That's just a big problem.
Like embarrassing when they're too fast.
Yeah.
And then when they're too slow, you're like trying to be cool that they're slow, but then you can't see shit. You're going to have a car accident.
Yeah. But also I've never looked at anyone else's windshield wiper speeds.
I have before and I've gone, that's a bit dramatic.
Oh, really? Okay, so people do it. Now I'm really into it.
Yeah. It's me shooting my shot.
Yeah.
Fast windshield wipers.
Really slow ones and I'm driving slow because cool. I can't see.
Drive into a tree.
That's so funny. But I was thinking about first world problems after that. And I thought, I actually have a lot of those.
Right.
What
else? What's another one you got?
You know when you get like the sauce or the sriracha, like whatever, tomato sauce, whatever, out of the cupboard or the fridge. And you don't shake it and you just squeeze it and it comes out and it's watery. Just
watery.
That's a big problem.
And like that's a problem because it's all over your food now.
Yeah.
And now you got watery... mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Mashed potatoes. Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunate. Yeah. When you go to make a piece of toast, you know, and all that's left is the end pieces. It's like just kind of rude.
It is. Especially, I don't mind the end pieces when they're thick end pieces, but when they're those slim little...
Yeah, what's the point?
There isn't
one. I just don't like end pieces, period. Okay, but like, it's just rude that there's... that they're the only two left.
I agree.
You know?
When you forget that you're wearing makeup and you scratch your eye.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah. And it's a big problem because then it'll get in your eye and it hurts.
Yeah, that is a big problem.
Yeah. And especially like in lockdown, I've only worn makeup for the podcast.
And yeah, so I forget. I agree.
That's a big one.
Oh, that's terrible. So unfortunate.
I have another one.
Yeah.
When your cup holder in your car is all dirty. Because it's so hard to clean that out.
Yeah, that's, you know, yucky. What I mean? I have one. In my mum's car, it's so annoying. And it's annoying because it's like a nice car. The cup holder is right in front of the aircon.
That's weird.
So when you have a coffee, you put it in there, it's cold within 1 minute.
Oh, no.
And it's like it's a high-end car.
Is there...
So, like, that's a really big first world problem.
That is a problem. Do they have little cup holders down on the side?
Yeah, but, like, those are filled with... You know, you put other shit in there. Like, there's a little one to the right of the steering wheel. Yeah, you know?
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Big one. Also, when you're on your phone and you're laying outside in the sun, you know how you can never see your phone properly in the sun?
It's dark.
That's a real problem.
That is a
and
problem.
And I don't know how... Who runs Apple now? Didn't he die? Steve Jobs? Was that him?
Yeah.
So, like, whoever's in charge now, surely they've fixed that by now.
Yeah, surely they've fixed the overheating problem.
Yeah, that's a big problem too.
Yeah, just put, like, a little aircon in there or something. Yeah. I don't know.
You know how our laptops make that noise when they're cooling themselves down? They need one of them in our phone.
Mm, agreed.
Do you have any other ones?
When you plug your phone charger in... But, like, the charger's, like, semi on the way out and it's, like, like on, off. Like, surely we have phone chargers that don't break anymore, yeah. You know?
Speaking of charging your phone, I have a clear phone case on my phone, but I keep cards in the back of my case. And so my case gets in the way of the charger.
Mm.
And so that's why I never have a phone case on my phone, because I have to take the case off to put my charger in. And it's a real problem.
That's just such a big ordeal.
It is. Any other ones?
No, nah, that's it. Have you got any?
Okay. I can probably think of a million, but I'm just going to get more hate the more. Actually, I do have one more.
Yeah.
And I know this is basic science, but, like, surely there's a way to fix it. When you're mixing a cocktail in a cocktail shaker, you can't put, like, fizzy kind of ingredients in, because when you shake them... You know how when you shake soft drink, it
explodes.
And so your cocktail... It happened to me the other day because I just wasn't thinking about what I was doing. Surely there's a way to fix that.
True. That's the same with, like, putting champagne or Prosecco in a cocktail. You can't shake it because it'll just...
Yeah, but then how can you mix it together other than stirring it? But it's just, it doesn't give the same...
I need a 1-2-1-2-1-2 action with my shaker.
I feel like I'm working for my cocktail.
Yeah. Working those bingo arms, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of cocktails.
Yes. We've just received a spicy little thing in the mail.
A little spice from the postman.
Yeah, from Pat.
From Pat.
Patrick's just got some spice going
on. He does.
He gave us a cocktail package.
Uh-huh. From our friends at Gune.
Yeah. Hey, Gune.
Hey, Gune.
So basically, we just wanted to try it on camera.
Uh-huh.
With you guys.
Uh-huh.
And let you know our thoughts. This is the first time we're trying it.
Uh-huh.
And we're just going to go ham, let you know our honest opinions. Mm-hmm. And then if you're interested, where to find it.
Mm-hmm. They have a couple of different packages available. We've got the strawberry cocktail today.
Yes.
I have all the measurements here on my fan.
So basically it comes with a cask of Gune.
Uh-huh.
It comes with, our one came with Vok peach cocktail liqueur.
Lovely.
And then it also came with this. Ah!
Oh no!
The Gune just committed off the side.
It's nice and sturdy.
It also comes with strawberry daiquiri margarita mix.
Yes.
And on the website, it says all the measurements for you to use. Mm-hmm. So let's just go. We don't really have any measuring things, so we're just going to eyeball it. We're just going to free ball it.
That's how the cool kids do it.
Yeah, exactly.
If you'd like to try a Gune cocktail package, head to their website or their Instagram, and you can pick one up for yourself. We need 150 mils of Gune, 25 mils of triple sec, the peach one, and 30 mils of strawberry daiquiri mix, and that makes 1.5 standards.
Nice.
Apparently one package makes 20 cocktails, which works out to $3 per cocktail. That is just daylight robbery.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Guys, look how pretty it looks. I think we should mix them, but...
Yeah, otherwise we're going to get straight, like, whatever that is at the bottom. Okay, mix. Smells good, Ames.
Mm, I'm excited.
Right.
That
cheers?
Is bright.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Holy shit.
Is it a bit sour? No, I really like that.
Tastes that's like the strawberry yogurt.
They came in the little tubes. What was that called? Yogo.
I fiend Yogo when I was younger.
Wait, no. Yogo was the thing in the Go-Gurt. No.
Go-Gurt.
Yeah.
Tastes like strawberry Go-Gurt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, it's dangerous because I can't taste the alcohol. And that was like that much alcohol, right?
I reckon we can afford to put a bit more Grenet in there.
Oh, I think so too, just for funsies. But also we like eyeballed that, so maybe.
So we probably and we're wrong. Very bad at guesstimating. Yeah. But that tastes delicious.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to get your Grenet cocktail package, mm-hmm. head to www.grenet.wine or Grenet.wine Instagram
uh-huh.
and grab yourself a cocktail package.
Yeah, that is good stuff. This will be good for our picnic.
Yes, lockdown picnic. Thanks Grenet.
Game time.
I was about to be like, so we're going to play again. And so I was like, and you're like, great. Fuck. All right. Game time, bitches.
Game time. What's the game today, Abby?
It is whisper song lyric finish challenge. Wait, what? You know?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So we've played the whisper challenge before.
Yes.
Where you say something and the other person has headphones on and they have to figure out what you're saying. We've played the finish the song lyric game before.
Yeah.
And because we're fresh out of ideas, we're merging them together.
Yeah.
So one person's going to have the headphones on and be listening. And it's going to be hard, I reckon, because we'll be listening to a different song.
Yeah.
The other person's going to say some song lyrics and the person with the headphones on has to figure out what they're saying and then what the end of the
lyric
sentence is. Yes.
Yeah. And so these are like noise cancelling headphones, so no one's cheating.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they'll know we're not cheating when we do a bad job.
All right. Let's do a couple each. Let's do like three or four each.
Okay.
Do you want to go first? Are you ready? Okay. First one, guys. So I'm going to say the lyric and then she's going to finish the lyrics. Okay. So hands on my knees.
Okay, I heard something about cheese. Can you say it again, please?
Hands on my knees.
Hate. Can you say it one more time?
Hands on my knees.
Hands on my knees. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thighs. Is that it?
Kind of. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thought shit.
I don't know what that last word was.
Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thought shit.
Oh, that makes more sense than thighs.
Yeah. She got it right. Woo! Yay! All right, let's swap.
Okay, so Abby's got the headphones on now, and I'm about to do my first song. Are you ready? Okay. I could be brown, I could be blue.
Oh, something about a pimple and a poo.
So close. I could be brown, I could be blue.
One more time.
I could be brown. I could be blue.
I like to something. I like to poo.
It's so
like,
bad.
Go again.
I could be brown.
I could be brown. I could be blue. I could be violet. Let's
Yay!
Go.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well done.
Oh, thanks. I knew that the song wouldn't have said poo. So I was like, what sounds like poo poo? This is round number two for Amy. She got the first one. I got the first one. So we got a point each. Round two. What's poppin'?
Say it again, please.
What's poppin'?
What's poppin'? Brand new whip just hopping.
Yeah! I got options. Yeah. Hey. A little bit of a Jack Harlow for us.
That was fun.
That was fun. Brand new whip just hopped in. Can you play that for me?
Mm-hmm. Is it called What's Poppin'?
Yeah.
Ready?
Ready? Yeah.
I don't need to try to control you. Look into my eyes and
that is too long. That is not okay.
I have to.
I gave you two words.
Yeah, I have to or you won't know what the song is.
I don't know the words.
You might not know what the song is if I don't say the whole thing.
All right.
But you'll get it.
All right.
I don't need to try to control you.
Okay. I don't get it. That's the beginning, right?
I don't need.
I don't need it.
To try to control you.
With the, what? Can you go again?
I don't need.
Okay, stop there. I don't need it.
I don't need.
I don't need.
To try. To try.
To ride.
To try.
To drive.
To try.
To try.
To control you.
To
control.
I don't need to try to
control
golf.
control.
Go to the...
control.
To draw the line.
Control.
No arms. What? I don't need to try to...
control you.
To go through.
Control you.
What? Oh my god, this is so hard.
Okay, next line, next line.
Next line! Yeah.
Look into my eyes.
Look into my eyes.
And I'll own you.
And I love you.
Own you.
And I own you.
Uh-huh. Did the song just end?
Look into my eyes and I own you.
That's the second bit. The first one is, I don't need to try to control you.
To try to get to know you.
Control you.
To roll you.
Control you.
I don't need to try to...
control.
Control you.
Look into my eyes.
Look into my eyes.
And I'll own you.
And I'll show you.
Whatever the... And what's after that?
I don't know that song.
Yes, you do. I don't need to
try to control. Yeah! Oh my god, look into my eyes and I know. I got them moves like Jagger. Oh my god, Jack Harlow is screaming at me, first of all. Second of all, that was so hard.
I'm sorry, it's because I was like...
No, I'm sorry, I'm really bad at it, but that was so hard.
I was looking at the lyrics and I was like, oh, I don't know which bit to do that'll make sense.
That was so hard, that one. I'm sorry.
Control. Control. Control.
I was like, control. Roll. I thought that was thunder. Oh, God. Ready? Round number three, guys. We've gone 2 for 2. That's pretty good. Okay. And I know we weren't perfect.
And I hurt.
And I know we weren't perfect.
And I know it hurts, yes.
And I know. We weren't perfect.
We weren't perfect. Oh. Oh, I don't know the song.
Yes, you do.
And I know we weren't perfect. I'm so overwhelmed.
Amy. And I know we weren't perfect.
It's ringing a bell. And I know we weren't perfect. But I love you so much.
Oh my god, Amy, come on.
And who sings it?
I know we weren't perfect.
Is it an Olivia Rodrigo song? I'm getting Olivia vibes.
Yeah. And I know we weren't perfect,
but I never felt this way
for no one. That's it.
It's so hard because Rihanna was going off.
I know. Before Jack Harlow was yelling at me. I kind of liked it though.
It's so hard because you can't think about any other song.
Yeah. Can I have a different song?
Mm-hmm. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I throw my hands up in the air sometimes.
Say it out. Yeah! Gotta let go. Oh, that was amazing.
Record timing.
That was amazing. Yeah. I knew exactly what you were saying.
We were on the same wavelength.
We were just connected.
Yeah, it probably helps that we did our dance to that song.
I was shooting my shot.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my god.
And we met each other halfway.
See guys, it's really not that hard. That was good.
So funny. Do you want to do maybe one more each?
Yeah.
You can keep this one.
Okay. Last round, guys. Okay. Said, that's not cheating.
Damn, that's not cheating.
Oh, she's close. Said, that's not cheating.
What's the first word?
Said.
Dad.
Said.
Days.
Said.
Den.
Said.
Date.
Said.
Tennis.
Tennis. Said.
State.
Said.
Saying.
Said.
Center.
Said.
Say nah.
Say.
Tear.
Said.
Tangent.
Said.
Hold on. Okay, go again.
Said.
Saying.
Said.
Said.
Said, that's not cheating.
That's not cheating.
Said, that's not cheating.
That's not cheating.
Said, that's not cheating.
Said, that's not cheating.
Yeah, what's the next part?
Do I know this song?
Yeah.
Said, that's not cheating.
said, "That's not cheating
if I wasn't with your
ass."
Ex. I was going to say ho.
You're like thought shit. If I wasn't with your thighs. It's your
That's
ass.
That's not cheating if I wasn't with your ass.
Ass. Yo.
Yo, with your ass.
Yeah. Said, "That's not." Okay, last one.
Okay.
I love Doja Cat.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey.
Ready?
Yeah.
I woke up in Chris Brown's body.
I woke up and it's Christmas tomorrow.
I woke up.
I woke up.
Uh-huh. In Chris Brown's body.
In Christmas.
In Chris.
Time. In Chris.
Brown's.
Miss.
Brown's.
Now.
Brown. Brown.
Town.
Brown.
Lau.
Brown's.
Brown.
I woke up in Chris.
I woke up in Chris Brown's body. Yeah.
What's next?
What's the next line?
So how this shit turn into Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday.
Woohoo! That was fun.
Oh, jinx. Do you want to do one more for funsies?
We're just having so much darn fun.
We should just play this for funsies with our friends. Okay, ready? Last one, guys. I got my peaches out in Georgia.
I got my bitches.
Peaches.
Beaches.
Peaches. It so does look like bitches. Peaches.
Beaches.
Peaches.
Peaches.
Yeah.
I got my peaches.
Out in Georgia.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. I don't know what the next line is.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Oh, yeah, shit.
What do you mean you don't know what the next line is? I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah, shit.
I thought you meant the part after that.
Oh. I get my weed from California. Yeah, I didn't know that. That shit.
Okay. Good. Last one.
Last one.
Okay. Okay, ready? This is the very last one. Stop right now. Thank you very much.
What?
Stop right now.
There's a right now. What?
Stop.
Stop.
Right now. Right now.
Right now.
Thank you very much.
See you in my car.
Thank you.
Got you.
Thank you.
Fuck you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much. Very much.
You're like this, my mama. Thank you, ma.
Thank you very much.
Very much. Oh, stop right now. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch.
Beautiful.
Always on the run. Gotta slow it down, baby. Gotta have some fun. Oh, classics.
That was fun.
That was fun. I hope you guys enjoyed that.
Yeah, I hope that made sense. I feel like we maybe got a bit carried away and just forgot that we
were yeah, recording. I forgot that we were, like, recording. I was just having fun trying to guess it. Probably yelling.
Yeah.
You were yelling.
You were yelling.
Oh, okay. We might have to adjust the audio. Yeah. If we didn't, sorry.
Yeah, well.
Well, not our fault. It's your fault for wearing earphones.
Sticky
dates. Sticky
dates.
Yeah.
Lovely. Do we have lots today?
We've got one today.
One today.
Yeah.
Alrighty, alrighty.
Alrighty.
Alright, alright,
alright. Alright, alright, alright. Alright, so first of all, this is really hard for me to read.
Okay.
Because the grammar is and the spelling and the words are interesting. So we'll just start there.
Is it anonymous? Or are you going to call them out for their bad spelling?
It's from Jacob.
Oh, Jacob.
Jacob! Where the hell have you been, Loka? Okay. Hi, guys. So I've known this dude, my drug dealer, that was in brackets, for a couple years and has recently told me one of his friends has come out as bi and he's tried to hook up me and his bi friend, and now we're chatting and I don't know what to talk about. All I know about this boy, this bi boy, is that he is one of the boys and smokes cones, which I also take part in, this activities, but I'm not wanting
so
to,
open about his
there's not one full stop or there's no punctuation. So I'm just going to keep going. And smoke cones, which I also take part in these activities, but I'm not wanting to come off as one of the boys. I'm wanting him to see me as something more. And I need advice. Just also started binge watching every episode and I love you guys. Okay, well, we love you too. Nice. I would love you more if you use punctuation so I could breathe.
When you first said it, I was like, did we need to know? Because I thought it was going to be that he's seeing his drug dealer. And I was like, we really didn't need to know that it was a drug, that he was your drug dealer. But no, it makes sense because it's the drug dealer's friend. And
yeah.
Okay.
He wants to be seen as more than one of the boys.
Yeah.
So shoot your shot.
We've talked all about shooting your shot. And surprise, surprise, you just got to have a fat chat.
You got to have a fat chat. Just ask them out.
Yeah, like... So have you made it obvious that you're like the drug dealer set them up? I love that it's the drug dealer has said like you should talk to my bi friend. Like yeah. It's not like, oh, you should chat to my mate because I think you'd be good mates. You know what I mean? Like I don't think the bi guy who smokes cones thinks that you just want to be his friend.
Yeah.
Or if he does, then there's been a serious communication issue.
Yeah. So just like clear the air.
Yeah.
And watch his Instagram story.
And watch his Instagram. Exactly right.
That's how you're going to get it. Yeah. Yeah. So I guess just say, hey, like, I think you're really cool and I want to hang out sometime.
Yeah. Yeah. I just am making sure that we're like on the same page. That's fair.
And
enough.
What's the worst thing that's going to happen? They're going to say, oh, no, sorry. I just see you as a friend. And you're like, oh, okay.
There'll
go
be
cry about it later.
Exactly.
Save your tears for the pillow.
Exactly. Thank you, Abby Lee.
Yeah. So, you know, just like if that situation occurs, go have a suki suki la la by yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then it's not meant to be. And
yeah,
that's fine.
Exactly.
But it really does sound like he knows the reason that you're talking to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't sound like he's like,
and you can
oh, cool,
still be
bro.
Like in a relationship and be like one of the boys type friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So like if you're doing all these activities that you're saying you're doing with him, you can still do that within a relationship.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Vibe as well.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Just clear the air. It sounds like maybe you're a bit worried and I don't think you need to be. Like I think you're probably already on the same page.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing wrong with just having a fat chat.
Exactly right. Just double check. Yeah. Just checking in.
Hey, I'm breathing. Are you?
Are you breathing a little heavier than me?
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
Do you like this song? Because I don't, and I know that you do.
Uh-huh. Good one. I'm active on Instagram.
I wasn't active yesterday on Instagram, so that's me shooting.
I didn't go on Instagram all day yesterday.
And so I'm shooting my shot. That means I like you. All right.
I hope that helped. It probably didn't, but...
All right. Should we don't understand... Which is where we talk about shit that we don't understand.
Uh-huh. It's a really misleading title.
Yeah. It's got like one of those double
meanings.
I
just googled the B movie.
So basically, Barry B. Benson is going to star on this this episode. So Shit We Don't Understand is where one of us has something they don't really know what the happenings are. And they have three guesses to guess how it works. And then we all learn something. So what I'm going to be guessing today is... what do the bees do with the pollen after they take the pollen?
Uh-huh.
And I have seen the Bee Movie and I am a Barry B. Benson stan.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
aren't we
so
all?
Yeah. But I just don't remember. I know that the world shuts down without bees.
Yeah.
But what the frick do they do with the pollen?
Yeah, fair call.
Like, how is it important? I don't get it.
Okay. I didn't know either, but I'm reading it now going, oh.
Okay, so the bee gets the pollen.
Uh-huh.
They take it back to the hive.
Uh-huh.
And do they use it to make their kingdom?
Hive. No.
I was thinking of a queen, like a queen bee. I was like, where does she live? In a castle.
In a castle.
Okay, so they don't use it to actually create their home.
No.
Okay.
Well, that's not what this says.
Guess one really gone. Know. Guess number two. Does it like give them a high? Do they just like use it for funsies, or like maybe they drink it, or like you know, maybe it makes them really active. Maybe it's like go-go juice.
Not quite, but you're closer than you were. They do need it.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Can you give me a hint?
Yeah. The bee itself, it's not so, they collect it and they take it back. Think about the circle of life.
Yeah.
They take it back.
Thinking of it.
Similar to how a bird goes and collects a worm to bring it back. I've probably just given it away.
For their kids.
Keep going with that.
Is it to mate?
No.
Oh.
But keep going with the kids thing.
The kids need a fluffy pillow to sleep on. The kids need, it's like, you know, when we give babies formula.
Uh-huh.
It's like that's for them to grow nice and big and strong with big bones.
I think you were kidding, but that's actually it.
Really?
It's like their protein, baby bee's protein source.
What the fuck? It's like tofu.
Yeah. So they go back and they feed it to, they're called larvae, but it's like pre-bees, you know, like baby bees.
So they feed it to their babies.
Yeah, because it says a baby bee needs food rich in protein if the bee community is to flourish. Before returning to the flower again for more pollen, the bee combs, cleans and cares for herself. Okay, that wasn't useful information, but like, you know what I mean?
She's a working hard girl. She's an independent woman.
Yeah, basically they collect the pollen, they take it back and the baby bees eat it. So they can grow big and strong, and then they can go out and get pollen for their babies.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So they're really just working the pollen.
They really are. That was a terrible pun. Isn't that interesting?
Okay, so then how does the world shut down without bees?
Because I think if they don't take the pollen,
then the pollen overtakes us.
Yeah, like then the plant dies and we need that for oxygen. That's my understanding. I haven't Googled that.
Oh,
that might be wrong. Maybe I should fact check that, because there have been so many times I've said things and be like, I might be wrong, and then I Google
and I sit here and I'm like, wow, yeah, she's right. And then it's wrong.
Why do we need bees?
Beach.
Yeah, it helps plants grow, breed and produce food.
Right.
Oh yeah, because also they take the little seeds, don't they, and they drop them other places so that more plants can grow.
Yeah.
I remember that's in the bee movie.
That is in the bee movie.
Yeah. Anyways,
they're like, let them rip, boys. And then it's.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think they have lots of jobs, but one of them is collecting pollen for the babies.
Oh my God.
Interesting.
The things that you learn.
I know. We really do learn crazy things on this show. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
We do.
Wow. All right. Question of the podcast. What's the question this week?
The question today is, what do we think some famous people's favorite foods are?
Yeah.
It's pretty broad this week.
So we all have like favorite foods.
Yeah. What's yours?
I have a bunch.
If you could only eat one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, you can't do that to me.
I have my answer.
Pizza.
Pizza. Nice. Mine would be sushi. Yeah.
Oh, true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what do we think some famous people's favourite foods are?
Okay, so what's Adam Sandler's?
Oh.
I feel like he's a burger guy.
Yeah, I'm thinking burger or kebab.
Mm.
He might be a kebab guy. I can see him with a kebab.
Yeah, but like one of those, not like kebab, but one of those big roll things.
What do they call shawarma? Is that wrong?
Isn't a shawarma like a kebab? I don't know. But more like a big sandwich.
Yeah.
With like, he gets the meat eater one, like all you can eat meat.
Yeah, yeah. He's a
It's just like salami galore.
Guy. Yeah, yeah, for sure. What do you think ScoMo's favourite food is?
ScoMo, ooh. I feel like ScoMo's got a little bit of like semi-white male sophistication spice to him.
Okay. So you reckon like a steak?
So, no, I'm thinking something with a little bit of spice. Maybe like a red curry.
Ooh. ScoMo on the curry.
Yeah. But not a green curry.
No.
You know, but I feel like he would have a red curry and naan.
Yeah. Okay.
And a lot of naan. You know what I mean? And a lot of rice.
Yeah. Okay, I see that. I see that for ScoMo.
I do see him as a steak man.
Yeah. Or like a lobster man.
A lot crab.
Yeah, crab man.
Yeah, he's a seafood. He likes scallops. Yeah. I do agree with that. He likes scallops. He likes the oysters.
Yeah. For sure. Who's next?
Who's next? Let's do Gladys.
Glady. Sunshine and rainbows. That's her diet.
I was going to say one of those pastas where you pour a whole bottle of wine in them.
Yeah, I can see Glady cooking.
She's
a red
like a pasta lady, but like a spaghetti lady, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. We found out that this week that she's Armenian. What's an Armenian dish?
I don't know.
Me neither.
But she's related to the Kardashians, which obviously like...
Well, she's not. She's just the same.
No, she's related to them, which obviously like explains her beauty.
Yeah, obviously.
Yes. Who's next?
What do you think... Miley Cyrus's favorite food is?
As of now, Miley now.
Miley now.
I think she's a steak girl. Is she vegan?
I feel like she'd be vegan.
I think she was, and then she wasn't, and then she... I don't know. But I feel like I can see her ripping into a steak. Why, what do you feel?
I'm getting veggie vibes.
I'm also getting a coffee and a dart vibe.
Yeah, true. That is probably the most accurate we've been. But I think if she's sitting down to a full meal, like a veggie burger or something, like I see her with the,
I see her with some quinoa.
Quinoa. I reckon she'd go off for some quinoa.
Yeah, I think so too. Isn't it? Like a couscous salad.
Oh, couscous salad.
Couscous.
Who's next?
Next we've got, Addison Rae.
Addison Rae.
I need a bad bitch.
Addison Hers Rae. Would be like Chipotle or something. Like, isn't everyone our age over there? Their favorite food is.
Yeah, I was gonna say In-N-Out, like the animal style fries. Uh-huh. You know, where they pour all the cheese on it and stuff. Yeah. I feel like that would be her.
Yeah, I think she's like a something like that.
With like an Arizona iced tea.
Yeah. Oh, remember when they were huge? Yeah. I never tried one. Tones and I.
Oh. Fucking shit. She just shovels dog shit in.
I think she's a Hungry Jack's girl.
No, she's a Red Rooster girl.
Or a Red Rooster girl. Yeah, one of those like not as big chains.
She's one of those hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Like maybe a hot dog.
Hot dog. I can see her with a hot dog.
With like a lot of mustard and she's eating it and it's getting all over her face.
Yeah. Next.
Finny Hacker.
Oh, see, I don't know him as well as you.
Just
do.
Like raw sex appeal. That's what he eats for breakfast.
It's gross, I mean. The Queen. Just
Elizabeth?
Because I'm going with
Liz?
With the, yeah. With Lizzie?
Lizzie. Now, I feel like she's got two different favorites. Mm-hmm. Like one when she's eating with her peers, like fellow,
when she's being the queen,
a fellow royalty, she's and then one shit. When she's like doing midnight snack in bed watching Netflix.
Yeah, when she's like, hey, get that Uber Eats app up. Yeah. So what's her fancy one, her queen shit one?
It'd have to be a cup of tea and a bicky.
Oh yeah,
a chockey like bicky,
scone or something.
Oh, scone, jam and cream.
Yeah
like that kind of vibe.
Yeah,
what do you think a midnight snack one is?
Queenie, I reckon she'd love... See, I can see her loving guzzies, but I think that's just because I love guzzies.
I can see her loving, like, a two-minute noodle.
Yeah.
Like, what
is
it? Maggie's?
Yeah, or, like, mee goreng, but, like, the packet one.
Yeah, I can really see her whipping down some of that. I can also see her whipping down a kebab with us.
Oh,
like, the three of us on the couch.
I think we'd get along, I guess.
From Adam's.
From Adam's kebab.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, she's the queen, so she probably like tries a little bit of everything. You know what I mean?
That's true. But wouldn't she have like restrictions on what she could and can't?
Do you reckon? I was actually thinking before and I was like, I won't say that because it might be offensive, but whatever, I'll just throw it out there. Can she still chew? Like, she's pretty old.
Surely she has someone to chew for her.
True. Is it true that they, like, you know how in the movies and stuff, they have, like, someone taste test? This probably doesn't happen anymore. Yeah,
for poison?
Yeah. Surely that only happened in the olden days. Maybe they still do.
I mean, it probably still happens. Maybe if they're having, like, they're going to someone's place as, like, a guest or whatever. But if it's just their chef at home cooking.
Then it's probably fine.
Yeah.
There you go. Queenie, let us know if you're listening.
Yeah, let us know if you want to collab. Collab with the queen.
We'll get you over Zoom. Or you can, like, fly us there or something. You can,
yeah.
You can come to our share house.
Yeah, well, we could move over to the couch.
Yeah.
We could just share on the couch.
Yeah, yeah. I reckon she'd like that. It's comfy.
And then she could stay on the pull-out couch.
Yeah.
I'd offer her my room. Yeah. Maybe she can have my room.
Yeah, yeah, true. I'd offer her mine, but it's a bit cramped.
So I'll just sleep with you and she can have my room. Yeah, and then okay. We can just, like, do the podcast. Uh-huh. And maybe we could maybe we can take her out. Queen pub crawl, Sloppo.
Queen pub crawl.
Let's take her out on the town. She's never experienced Sydney.
She'd love Sloppo.
I think she would.
We'd have to do, like, the pub crawl that we always talk about, like the planned one. She'd go off for the pizza at the end of the night.
She would. She would. No, she'd want some noodles.
Yeah. We'd have to go to the 7-Eleven. Anyway.
Hit us up if you're listening, Queenie.
Yeah. Do you have any others?
Nah.
I think that's just about all we have today, actually.
Yeah.
So thank you, as always, for tuning into our pure bullshit.
Yes.
I think today was even more bullshitty than usual. Like, I don't think we said anything serious.
Today was like we winged it. Yeah. Not like we sat here and we didn't know what we talked. We planned we planned the episode, right?
Yeah.
That might not come across like we planned that episode.
The same level as preparation as every other episode.
If not a little more.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest. Where are we going with this?
It just always, we just winged it.
Oh, yeah, but it feels like winged it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a chicken with two wings.
Yeah, so you know?
I feel like I'm about to do my school presentation and I haven't prepared for it.
Yeah.
You know?
We just did it.
I feel like
we didn't prepare.
And we just talked the whole time.
Yeah. Anyway, so
let us know if you give us an A on that. I don't know.
Don't forget to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, raise 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Send in your sticky dates.
Uh-huh.
Send in your terrible I love you stories. Send in anything you want to have a fat chat. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I think we'll leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you on the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 47. We're coming up to episode 50.
Get excited.
Yeah. Coming in strong. So. Get keen and we'll see you then.
Mm-hmm.
Bye besties, and stay sexy. You!
Welcome to my f***ed up home. I'm Lil Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go!